January of 1961, three boys aged 14 and 15 boarded a regular flight between Prague and Brno. But they had another destination in mind, Munich in West Germany. With no airport security, one of them had a handgun he had taken from his grandfather, and after some 10 minutes in air, they entered the cockpit and began to act. But the plan went terribly wrong, and they all spent many years in prison. One of them, 65-year-old Michael Prochaska, put out a book, Confessions of a Plane Hijacker, which recounts the whole story up to his departure to Australia in 1969, where he spent the next 30 years of his life. Jan Richter spoke to him.
Initially, it was just a dream, you know. We were just trying to work out a strategy, how to leave the country and so forth. But it was just a fantasy in a way. But what happened was that I happened to see a film called Hijack. And that gave me the inspiration to hijack a plane. But also, I'd like to add that at that time, and of course we're going back to the late 1950s, it was just common knowledge that some people from the United States would hijack planes from the United States to Cuba. And of course in our newspapers they were sort of hailed as heroes and things like that. So, you know, the inspiration came from partly from that, partly from the film.
Well, I suppose many boys have fantasies about traveling to foreign lands, but at what point did the fantasy and the dreams actually turn into reality? When did you become serious about the plan?
Well, you know, I'd like to say one thing, and that is that I had a very strict father, and he always wanted us to do well at school. And he happened to have bad temper. He was bad tempered, you know, from time to time he would really become physical towards us. And just a couple of weeks before the hijack, my father asked for the school report, yeah, and I just gave it to him, and there was something there that really angered him, and he started hitting me with his fists for the first time and threatening me and saying, listen, if you don't get the best marks for your mid-year report, I will knock out all, you know, of your teeth. And of course that really scared me, frightened me, because I didn't realize, I didn't know what was going on. I thought he was going crazy. And so the fantasy suddenly started to turn into reality, and I was the one who got scared of my father, and I persuaded my brother Martin, who was 2 years younger, mind you, I was only 15 myself, and my school friend Václav, he was my classmate from year 9, and I just simply panicked, and then, you know, I said, okay, come on, let's do it, let's go ahead and actually hijack a civilian aircraft. And so that was what prompted me to actually do it. But in fact, what happened was that few days before that, I learned from my Russian teacher that I was going to get a bad mark on my mid-year report. And that really scared the hell out of me.
So then you find yourself suddenly on the plane, on board of a plane that was going from Prague to Brno, with your grandfather's gun in your hand, standing in the cockpit, threatening the pilots. Do you remember now how you felt?
Yes, it's still very vivid. Still, you know, I can see it right now. I mean, I didn't feel much, you see. I wasn't frightened. As I said, I was more scared of my father than of the hijacking, because I felt at that time that would have been easy to hijack a plane like that. You just point a gun at the crew and ask them to change the course of the aircraft, and that would be the end of it. Exactly as it used to happen with those hijackings from the US to Cuba. But unfortunately, there was a miscalculation. we didn't know that the navigator was seated right behind the door. And so when we opened the door, there was the navigator.
You write in the book that you were unprepared for any kind of resistance on the side of the crew. Were you surprised when they just didn't follow your orders?
Actually, they did follow my orders. But when I entered the cabin, I was the one who had the pistol in my hands. And I entered the cabin and suddenly I was confronted with the navigator sitting right behind the door. So I couldn't just walk past him towards the front of the cabin. And so I was suddenly confronted with the navigator. I didn't know what to do. So what occurred to me just to try to render him unconscious. And I just used the gun, but I was scared that I might hurt him. So I just basically, I could say, literally, I just put the gun or hit him on the back of his head very lightly. But that shocked him. He was sitting on a swivel chair. He just turned around and suddenly he was faced with a gun being pointed at his chest. And so instinctively he tried to pull the gun away from himself towards the floor, and that's when the gun discharged accidentally. But of course later on I was accused of attempted murder of the navigator, but in fact it was an accidental happening. At that instant, my friend Václav, my schoolmate Václav, who had a dagger in his hand, he hit the navigator on the back of his head and rendered him unconscious. So when the navigator collapsed, which, mind you, everything happened in seconds, right? I then moved forward and ordered the pilots to change the course to 240 degrees, which was the course to Munich. And at that point of time, without any further question, one of the pilots, I believe it was the captain, started to turn the aircraft in the direction of Munich. And I see that very vividly now before my very eyes. I see the aircraft being turned 90 degrees. And then off we went, flying on the course, the new course, presumably the course to Munich. At that point, we had everything under control.
But something went wrong. What happened then?
Well, something went wrong. Now, the second pilot, I would call it, he was what we call in English, clever cookie. He definitely realized that in front of him was standing a young boy, frightened probably. I must have been scared stiff in a way. But I was pointing my gun at him and he simply asked me, have you got any maps and things like that? Well, mind you, in the meantime, the aircraft had already changed the course. And at the same time, he just put one of his feet alongside his seat as if he were going to jump at me. But unfortunately, my friend Václav, who was behind me keeping an eye on the navigator, he simply screamed at me something. And I didn't know what it was. And I turned my head towards him. And at that very instant, the second pilot jumped out of his seat and grabbed my gun and tried to pull it out of my hands. Of course, the gun discharged, but accidentally, because I had my head turned away from him, and in fact, I didn't notice that what was going on. Yeah, so that's what happened. So he grabbed the gun and tried to pull it out of my hands.
You eventually got overpowered, the plane returned, and of course you were arrested and put to jail. You landed a 10-year sentence.
That's right.
And you served 7, if I'm correct.
Yes.
How was it for a 15-year-old boy to end up in jail for 7 years in the 1960s?
Yeah, it was a shock. I remember that quite well. Just 2 days before that, I was still at school. And not knowing what was going to happen. And now I'm in a prison for political prisoners, for political offenders, if you like. And my first feeling was just a relief that although I had been through extremely dramatic event, or I don't know how to call it, I still felt relief because I had actually managed to escape from my father, from his violent temper. So I felt relieved on the one hand, but on the other hand, of course, it started to dawn on me that, yes, this terrible thing had happened, you know, this hijacking, all the rest. And here I was in jail at the age of 15 and 4 months. So I was kind of embracing myself for terrible times that lied ahead for me. I sensed that.
Now, Mr. Procházka, when you look back at the whole incident and all the years in jail, how do you think about it today? How do you put up with it? Do you see it as something, as a boyish fantasy that went terribly wrong? Or do you see it as something that enriched you in your life in some ways? How do you think of the whole thing?
Well, I could talk about it for hours. Yes, well, I regret one thing. I regret injuring the navigator. That's what I regret, and that's what I have regretted for the past 50 years. Today is exactly 50 years when we attempted to hijack the plane. Yeah? It happened on the 27th of January. So I regret that very much. But on the other hand, that's done. You know, that's reality. That's how it is. I mean, I can't go back and change that. But looking back on my experience, I think it was extremely enriching. It helped me to start a new life and to get a chance to live a life that simply somehow reflected my need to express myself and to make something out of myself. And I succeeded in doing that. So I believe that, you know, that, or perhaps I should say, I'm glad, not glad that it had happened. No, I regret that. It shouldn't have happened, but it did happen, and that's a fact. But it was an enriching experience for me, certainly. I've grown up very quickly, and I have learned heaps from my experience, and I think I've become a better person.